First, I will be reading a poem by Nasser Rabah, Letter to the Pilot Returning to the Base After Bombing Gaza. You might be taking off your heavy military helmet, smiling to those who greet you, and they might be congratulating you on a safe return from a very risky mission, but you are the only one who well knows what you have done. Shame on you. Shame on you. Spread dust over your head, spit at your face in the mirror. Is this what you've been taught? To fight the houses and the streets, have no missiles against your fighter jet that flees through plainless sky? And when you watch our children under rubble on your TV screen, they wave their hands in victory, even when dead. Our next poem is called In the War, Hymn and Houses by Mosab Abu Toha. You fight, you die. You never know who won or lost, or if the war ever ended. When the bomb fell, the shrapnel cut your body's clothes, your flesh. It cut your country's flag, its landscape. They didn't find a place to bury you. They carried you on their shoulders, wandered in the neighborhood, stopped at your children's school and the old park. Everything saw you except for the houses. Houses have packed their bags. Dust has erected a tent in the angles. Rust has landed with its worn out clothes on the tab and on the spoon. It steals from the water its soft slide, whereas the air sleeps on the spoon's rough earth, while you sleep on moving sand. This poem is for all the mothers everywhere. In Gaza, a mother never sleeps, by Nima Hassan. She listens to the dark, searches its edges, sorts out sounds, sound by sound, to select a suitable story to read her kids to sleep. When they sleep, she stands up to shield them from death. A mother in Gaza does not cry. She folds up fear, rage, and prayers in her lungs and waits for the hum of warplanes to fade, then exhales. A mother in Gaza is not like other mothers. She bakes bread with her own eyes' salt. She feeds her children to the homeland. This poem is for all of our children. May they remain safe. From A Lullaby from Gaza by Taysir Abu Odeh. We've inherited ancient chores. We count martyrs, we count wounds. How many amputated legs? We record wrecked ships, buried dreams, and murdered goats. We survey slaughtered olive groves, count out our sleeping pills. We store memories in the attic of Arabic and stand in the rubble at dawn. We recall lullabies. We rename chrysanthemum, rename cities and citadels. We take the alley. To what ends? We say, every poem is a ladder up to the gates of Jerusalem. This poem is dedicated for all our tomorrows. The Conditional by Ada Limon. Say tomorrow doesn't come. Say the moon becomes an icy pit. Say the sweet gum tree is petrified. Say the sun's a foul black tire fire. Say the owl's eyes are pinpricks. Say the raccoon's a hot tar stain. Say the shirt's plastic ditch litter. Say the kitchen's a cow's corpse. Say we never get to see it bright. Future stuck like a bum star, never. Coming close, never dazzling. We say never. Meet her, never him. Say we spend our last moments staring at each other, hands knotted together, clutching the dog, watching the sky burn. Say it doesn't matter. Say that would be enough. Say you'd still want this, us alive, right here, feeling lucky. For our last poem, a poem for the ancestors and for us to live a long and healthy life. Remember, by Joy Harjo. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. And this is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away tonight. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you from a breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father. He is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth. We are earth. Remember the plants and trees and animals' life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them, listen to them. They are alive poems. Remember the wind, remember her voice. She knows the origins of the universe. Remember, you are all people and all people are you. Remember, you are this universe and this universe is you. Remember, all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember, language comes from this. Remember, the dance language is that life is. Remember.